I forgot. Dr. Braid sent me a text this night that says that today's Friday morning's learning is sponsored Lilui Nishmas Zelda Bas Mendel on her 6th yard site, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Braid.
There's okay, one more from Gila Rivka Rochel. Rabbi Yitzhak,
one more. I'm sorry?
There's another person.
Oh, yeah, there's another one. I didn't see that. See, the moves fast. Gila Rivka, thank you. Also for Gila Rivka Rochel, Yisrael Yechiel Simcha, on our 4th yard site. So there's two people. For Gila Rivka Rochel, Bas Yechiel Simcha, and Zelda Bas Mendel. The Neshamas should have an Aliyah. Okay, now, we are across, and we're on Memchas Amar Aleph. And Taisus Ilema, go across, come down two lines. Beginning of the line, Nemeke Tanoi. Nemeke Tanoi, we're going to make a Machloikas Tanoim if Mekadesh Bemilvah's Mekadeshes, not Mekadeshes. We're still working on that concept of Mekadesh Bemilvah. Hiskachili Mishtar. Okay, again, a vague words of the Braisa. He says to a woman, be Mekadeshes me with a star. Remei Reimer Eina Mekadeshes, Reblazer Reimer Mekadeshes. The mayor says it doesn't work. Rav Lazar says it does work. We have no idea what we're talking about. The Chachamim Aymerim depends. Shamanes Haniyar Miyash Meshava Pruta Mekudeshes. Vimlav Eina Mekudeshes.
Three opinions.
Three opinions. Tanakhama says no. Rav Meir says no. Rav Lazar says yes. And the Chachamim say it won't work only if the paper it's on is worth a pruta. Then she's Mekudeshes with the value of the paper. Which means the first opinion doesn't agree to that as well. Anyway, we have to figure out. Again, you hand her a paper. We don't know what kind of paper you're handing her. The Gemara Mishnah Brisa calls it a shtar. Reb Meir says she's not Mekadeshes. You didn't give her anything. Reb Lazar says you gave her something. We don't know what that is. And the Chachamim say depends on the value of the piece of paper, the intrinsic value of the piece of paper. Not what it represents, but what it's worth. What you could sell that piece of paper for, Rachmaisha, here is the test. I hope you have it typed before the end of the day, before the end of the morning, already.
I was thinking about my computer here.
Very good. So now, Hechidami, High Star Hechidami, what is this case? Ilay Mishtar Chayv Dacherim. Is it that you have a contract that says that somebody owes you money and you're giving that to the woman? Well, we had a case before, his Katsuli Bishtar Chayv, which we said meant using a Shtar Chayv of somebody else's. And Reb Meir said Mekudeshes. If this is the exact same case as the Braisa we had yesterday, then it's a contradiction in Reb Meir. Reb Meir there said, his Katsuli Bishtar Chayv, which we interpreted to mean you gave her a Shtar that somebody owes you money. And Reb Meir said it worked. We had four different pshatim in what they argued about. But Reb Meir said it worked. And here, Reb Meir says it doesn't work. So it can't be the exact same case, because then we have a contradiction in Reb Meir. Must be, at Le Mishtar Chayv Dida, must be this case is that you have a shtar that she owes you money. And you're giving it to her, which means you're forgiving the loan. So then why is she Mekudeshes? Why would Reb Lazar say she's Mekudeshes? You're giving her a loan. That's Mekadesh B'Milvah. Again, if you were giving her somebody else's debt, then you're giving her something. You're giving her the right to collect somebody else's debt. That'd be a great Machloikas. We had a Machloikas about that before. We had four different Shatim. But that only works if it ends up being a contradiction or a mayor. Because he's the one there that said it does work, and he's the one that says here it doesn't work. The answer is, that's talking about you're giving her somebody else's loan, and this is talking about you're giving her her own loan. That's Mekadesh B'Milvah. That's why Reb Meir says, Eina Mekudeshes, and Reb Lazar says, Mekudeshes. It's a Machloikas, it's a Mekadesh B'Milvah. Because you can't get out of it and say it's somebody else's loan, because if it's somebody else's loan, we have a contradiction in Reb Meir. She owes you money.
And he's saying to her what?
Here, take it. It means I'm Baichu the loan.
Okay.
That's Mekadesh B'Milvah. Not the Hanas Mechilas Milva, the loan itself. Using the money of the loan.
That's
Hanas Milva. No, only if you say Hanas Mechilas Milva. You say you want to be Mechadix with the money, it's not Hanas Mechilas Milva. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. This is a question we had 2 weeks ago, and last week, and this week,
yeah, so
it's not.
Why isn't it?
Because all you said, I want to use that money. You didn't say, I want to use the mana of being Mechilas you. I want to use that money.
It's not going because one says it's automatic.
There is no money at the end of the day that says it's automatic. It was a Havamina and one Mandi Amar.
We came off that.
We came off that because of other problems. So talk to Gemara.
What was the other problem?
The problem was because we had trouble with Pekudin and Milva. Why it switched from Pekudin to Milva? Why did it stay with Pekudin? Zog to Gemara, Ela Bishtar Chayv Dida, Ube Mekadish Vemilva Kamiflugi. And for the Gemara, Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, no. This is not a loan. This is a shtar kedushin. He wrote up a shtar kedushin. One of the three ways you can marry a woman is by giving her a shtar kedushin. Not money. And you go over and you say, the shtar says, Hariat Mukadeshesli, Bishtar Zu. And the reason Rameir says it doesn't work is because he didn't sign Adam. There were no Eidei Chasima. And without Eidei Chasima, it's not a good star. Therefore, she's not Mekudesh. It has nothing to do with money. This is not giving her a loan. This is not a loan. This is a star Kedushin. The Mishnah, the Beis Amud Aleph said that one of the ways to acquire a woman is to write a star Kedushin. This star Kedushin lacks witnesses.
How could it work on your opinion?
That by just like by get, it's the signatures that create the document. So by kedushin, the signatures create the document, and there are no signatures. And Rablaza says, no, as long as Adam are there when you transfer it, they can make the document. Just like he said by get, you can have a get written without Adam signed, and the Adam Asira create the get. The Adam and Sira create the Shtar Kedushin, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. Not with money, not with Kesef, but with Shtar. Nothing to do with the loan. This is zero money. There's nothing to do with that. It's a Machloikis and Hilchas Shtar Kedushin. Just like by get. If you have a get without witnesses, that's given over in front of witnesses. But Meir says it's Pusel, and Reb Loza says it's Kusher. They have the same Machloikis about Shtar Kedushin. We do it because of Tikkun Olam. We do it because in case it has to be proven later on, can't find these guys. Yes. Rabbanan misapkul who ikur America blazer. Rabbanan aren't sure. They say therefore we can't rely on Star. It might not be good. We say, you didn't give me a chance to explain. We say that the guy handed the star, he doesn't care whether it works a star or kesef. It either the sheep. So it might not work a star, but it's worth a pruta. Right? Rameir doesn't hold that way. Rameir says he's giving her a star as a star, not interested in the monetary value. And therefore, I don't care if it's worth a pruta. The Chachamim are saying that when a guy hands a woman a star, he says, I don't care whether it works a star or as a kesef. I just want to marry her. If it doesn't work a star, if it's worth a bruta, let it work as a kesef. That's a big chiddush in the Chachamim. That Mr. Husband and Mr. Wife are willing to do this kedushin one of two ways. Sorry, I apologize. In today's world, you can call Mr. Wife also. Mr. Husband or Mrs. Wife agree to do the kedushin any way of the two ways. And Rameir doesn't say that. It's a star. That's what we're going with. And it's not a good star. And the brother says, yes, it is a good star. And the Chacham says, I don't know. But one thing I know is if it's worth a brute, it's a Mekudeshes. And if not, it's a suffix.
And according to Rameir, it wouldn't be all kesef, wouldn't work?
He didn't mean kesef. He said it's kachili mishtar zeh.
So what?
The chacham hold that the husband in his mind and Mrs. wife in her mind have in thing that it can either work a star or as kesef. What's troubling?
No, you said mishtar zeh. That means the star.
What? It can work as a star, or it can work as the intrinsic value of the paper.
It means it's not worth it.
The question is, what going through the mind of husband and wife? This is worth the bruta. He's not coming as bruta, he's coming as star, but the question is he also coming as bruta?
When I give kesef to the girl, do I have to say his kashli because it's
there? Oh, no, last time I checked, he's there at Magdash Sleep at Tabazu.
Would you have to say that?
Unless you hand it to her for Kedushin, you don't have to say that. Oh. We are not but to say it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but technically you wouldn't have.
But you have to be wanting to do it with the money. She has to know that she received money for Kedushin.
Again, if you hand her a $50 bill, his kashli.
She's Mukadashis.
Because no other way to think it.
That's what he meant. Be Mukadashis with the $50 bill.
That's what she meant, she thought also.
Exactly.
Here, when you said Shtar Zeh, maybe you thought only Shtar.
Maybe not.
Well, if you didn't mean Shtar, the Shtar has value.
If you didn't mean Kassav, it doesn't work. She has to realize she's being Mukadashis with Kassav.
You think Braira maybe.
Or Bazoo. You just say Bazoo. She's actually Bazoo.
Again, that means we're saying that included in their mind is the possibility it's Kesef.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi? And yes, you may have just answered that. Yeah, you may have just answered this, and I apologize if you did. We're getting now into her head about what is acceptable to her. If she's only accepting it as Kesef, don't we also say that any potential wife will care about the value of what she's being handed? In other words, she may not accept something that's only worth a pruta. She may want something that's worth 100 prutas because that's going to be her gift. That's going to belong to her. So why do we assume that either way, whatever it is, whether it's a valid star or just kesef, why do we assume that either way it's okay to her? Because how do we know that something worth the minimal amount would be acceptable to her and therefore make him acceptable to her?
That doesn't bother me because she's willing to accept a star which has no value. And she's willing to get married without receiving a penny because the star works.
She's already evaluating the guy by the star, so why would she, what does the money mean
exactly to her? Exactly. Okay, so by the way, that's why by Kedushin, we tell the witnesses and we tell the girl under the chuppah, I mean, it's not ma'akeh, but we do that, is this worth a pruta? Is this ring worth a pruta? We're telling her not worry about its value. Take it for whatever it's worth as long as it's worth a pruta. We don't want the girl to think, oh, I'm getting a $150 ring.
Thank you, Rabbi. That no longer bothers me either.
Cost me $160 this time, so it's a $160 ring. Right? So we don't want her to think I'm getting $160. We want her to think I'm getting any value. Rashi.
Got it.
Dr. Rashi, way back. Hiskachili bishtar garas. Well, garas hacha bishtar chayv. Doesn't say the word star chayv. Eina mukadashes, vafilani yarshav apruta. The acquainter of mayor, even if it's worth a pruta, the lav died till his kaddish b'prutas hariyar. She doesn't think about getting the value of the paper of a medik zivavay. The blazer and mukadashes, I feel aim b'nei yashav b'pruta, because my first time will come on, like a bull answer. Imishun mekaddish b'movim mukadashes, either because he's giving her the loan, imishun because the mishana will come on, like we answer later on, that he's doing a star. Shamanas on the yard, the died to nami on the yard, she thinks about the value of the paper. We learned earlier that the guy says it's Tachi Bishtar Chayv, Ramey Mukadeshis. She owes him money. Star Shayla Adamolo, Star Averson cover. This is the Star of Kedushin. She cuts him along the yard, Hiram Kadeshusli. He wrote in a piece of paper, Hiram Kadeshusli. But I hecked him all over Adam, did not sign Adam, a muscle of his Adam. He gave it over in front of Adam. Took to the Ramayan Rablaza and said, it's getting got to get. This is the Machlaikas Ramayan Rablaza by get. The Kamar Rablaza, Abba Bishayn of Adam, a muscle of his Adam, kosher. Even if there's no Adam, but he gave it in front of Adam, it's kosher. Shayn Adam, Chayes Malagetim, they take an Ilam. The reason we have signatures, according to Blazer, is in case later on there's a problem, we have to prove it right. Let's go Tikkun Olam to keep the world running smoothly. Karsi, Mashvile Sefer Krisis created into a document of get. Mesabkalu Bahayi Kuremeik Rabbanon, Usvirlo, and the Rabbanon hold, the Daitanami Anayara. Hilkuk Shaman, period. Now Rashi has a problem. The words in Lav Einem Mukadeshis are not true. Because if it's not worth a penny, it's a suffer kedushin. Because the Chachamim don't know whether a mayor is right or a blazer is right. So why do they say them lav ain't the mukadeshes? What they should say is, if it has a pruta, she's mukadeshes. If it's not, it's a suffix. They don't say that. They say them lav ain't the mukadeshes. Zok trashi lufi ateret hazeh nirabein adulei garis b'hadra b'adam them lav ain't the mukadeshes. According to this teret, I think you should remove the words them lav ain't the mukadeshes. Ella. All you should be gairus, Chachamim by him, Shava Esaniyar, Im Yashva Shava Pruta Mukadeshes. End of statement. And they're not talking about when it's not worth a Pruta. They just say, if it's worth a Pruta, then she's Mukadeshes. Ube'ein Shava Midi Layairi. They didn't talk about that, Vishim the Mesabkalu Bahi. They don't know. Ikur Meir Kur Blazer. Vashta B'Yeshva Hudar Selaf Luke. They're coming to say, if it has Pruta, then she's Mukadeshes. Then yes, we are Shabbat Buddha Mukadeshis, but Tyrus Kesef, did that tire not man yard? So what Rashi does is he takes out the words. It's not Vimlav Ein Mukadeshis. It's Vimlav Suffolk. So therefore he says, take out those words. All the Chacham said is, if it has a Pruta, you don't have to worry about it. If it doesn't have a Pruta, we don't know. We have nothing to say. We don't know.
But she herself does not know if it's worth a Pruta.
So that gets you asking a question, according to the Madhavan, it says the woman has to know the value. Rabbi Yosef, according to one of the two Terutzim, there were two Pshatim Rabbi Yosef. You're asking a question according to the Pshat that telling a woman whatever it's worth is not good enough. You have to actually know the value. You run into a problem. I don't have an answer. There's two Pshatim Rabbi Yosef there. According to one Pshat Rabbi Yosef, it's only if you told her it's worth 50, you have to evaluate it that it's worth 50. But if you told her whatever it's worth, it's good enough. So according to the Pshat, that Pshat is not a problem. Whatever it's worth. It's only according to the second shot Rabbi Yosef says, even the Kalduhu is not good. So then you have a problem. I don't have a good answer. By the way, we're not makfun of that. The Raya is, we tell the woman, is it worth a pruta? We don't figure out, we don't go evaluate it and tell the woman what they just said it's worth. What the guy insures it. What's it called? The guy who insures, he has to evaluate it.
It's a guy. The
appraiser. We don't tell what the appraiser tells it's worth. So it means obviously we're not, but you're right, that is a good kasha going to have shot back on Daf Testament Aleph, and I don't have a good answer. I don't have an answer.
Why don't we do that? Have an appraiser. I mean, I'll tell you.
I know. Please don't start in Nuchomras. You know, I have a friend. He got married, so he went to his father, Chasam Yid, I'm not going to say the name. And he said, you know, they say now you have to be back, but on the new chumrah they came out, whatever it is. So the father said, listen, I don't care if you want to be makfed, but if you think that's what's necessary, then you're illegitimate. Because I didn't do it.
Do we really ask the girl if she
thinks
it's worth a
pruta? They ask the Adam. I ask, when I'm a side of condition, I ask the girl also. But when they, some people do. But everybody asks the Adam.
The
Adam
is one thing, but...
No, but she hears it. She's right there.
I don't think she really cares if it's worth a pruta or not.
She better care because it has to be worth a pruta.
Only because that's so low.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I thought they asked him, and then based on their reply, he tells this.
Some tell the girl, some don't talk to the girl. But she hears the conversation with the Adam. When I do, I tell the girl, so this is worth a pruta. So she should know she's getting something that's worth a pruta. I thought I'd say for once. That you should do that. So when I do it, I do it. Again, Nobody told my wife that it's worth a prut. I don't remember them telling her that.
What's a prut today anyway? I don't even know what that is.
I told you, I don't know. It's about, I would guess, in the area of 20 cents, but I don't know. I just made that up.
That's more than a sheet of paper today.
What?
That's probably more than a sheet of paper.
I know, with inflation, you never know. I have no idea. I don't buy school supplies anymore. Once upon a time, I could tell you what a sheet of paper costs, but now I can't. That's the first shot. And like yesterday, we had four pshatim. Today, we'll have also multiple pshatim in the machlokes of the three opinions. If you want, I can tell you a second shot. What happened was, the shtar did have Edom, but it wasn't written Lishma. Because Rish Lakish came from the, and they're arguing in Rish Lakish's halacha. The boy Rish Lakish, in Masechtas Kedushin Daftes, Rish Lakish had the following shayla. Shtar Eris and Shekasra Shaloi Lishma Mahu. What if you write a shtar Kedushin Shaloi Lishma? You did not write it for this woman. He says, Hari at Mukadeshously. You can hand it to any woman. Or do you have to have in mind a specific woman? Havaya Litsia Makshinan. By get, it has to be written for her Lishma. Ma Yitsia Bina Lishma, Havaya Nami Bina Lishma. Just like when a person writes a get, he cannot just pick names. He has to write it for a specific woman. Same thing by Kedushin. Aiduma Havaya Sladadi Makshinan. Or maybe by money it's not made lishma, the money's not minted for her. You're using money that's generic. So if you can use generic money, why can't you use a generic shtar? Ma'avai the kesef lebin in lishma, avavai the shtar lebin in lishma. That's the shaila Rish Lakish had. Basar the boy under pashta. After he asked the question, he came to a conclusion, v'yatzev ha'isa, that the pasuk compared kedushin to gerushin. Makish Havaya Liyatia. Mar is Lady Rish Lakish, Umar less Lady Rish Lakish. That's the Machlokes. The star was written Shloi Lishma. Remeir says, Ein Mekudeshes. It's not a good star Kedushin. Reb Loza says, it is a good star Kedushin. It has witnesses. That's not the problem, according to this Teretz. It was written Shloi Lishma. Reb Loza says, I don't need a star to be written Lishma Kedushin. Not like Rish Lakish. And the Chachamim say, we don't know. But we know if it's worth a pruta, it works as kesef. So you have three opinions, but it's not about Edom, it's about something else. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Shekasu l'shtar eishin l'shtoy l'shma. Yitzia bina l'shma, d'chziv akasav la, l'shma hu. Says in the pasuk akasav la, we learn that it has to be l'shma. Now we move on to the third teretz. V'ibay yaseima, the kulam is l'rish lakish. Everybody agrees it has to be written l'shma. Let me explain. When a person writes a get, his wife does not have to agree to the writing of the get. She has no say in the matter. He can get the get written lishma without asking her permission, without even informing her. The first she finds out about it is when he hands it to her. How about by kedushin? Now, let me explain. The difference is, by get, he is the one that's disposing of her or severing her or dropping her, whatever word you want to use. She is the object. He is the one doing it. By Kedushin, she is giving herself to her husband. She's involved in the transaction. It's not him doing and she's doing nothing. She has to make herself available for Kedushin. She's involved. Now, when I sell my field, you can't write the shtar without my agreement because I'm the one selling it. You need my agreement. When I take a loan, you can't write a star saying, I owe you money. I have to write the star saying, I owe you money, because it's me. How about Kedushin? Does the woman have to agree to the writing of the star? She's the one giving herself. So is it considered like get that we don't care about her? Or do we say this is different than get? Get, he's the one doing everything. She's just the object. Here, she's the one giving herself. She has to agree to the writing of such a star. Or maybe not. And that's a machloikus back on the Testament base. Because there, my book to the Rav and Ravina, Rav Papa Rav Shravya Kamiflagi. Rav and Ravina versus Rav Papa Rav Shravya. Ditmar. Kasu Lishma, Ushloi Midaita. He wrote it Lishma, But she had no idea that you're writing it. You're writing Hariat Mukadesh's Flea. You mean her, but she has no idea that she's going to receive it. She's going to agree to take it. Rabbi Rabin Amr Mukadesh's, Rabbi Rav Shrabi Amr Mukadesh's. So that's the third version. One second. The mayor holds that since she didn't agree, Ein Mukadesh's, Rabbi Lanza says, I don't need an agreement. And the Chacham say, we don't know. Therefore, if it's worth the brute that works with Kesef, if not, we don't know. Yes, Harvey.
Well, I don't understand the Havamina here. Why should she need to know that it was written for her before he presents it to her? It's almost like requiring a warning to her. This is coming. But why does that have to do with anything? It's almost like saying, I'm going to shop for... Go ahead.
The answer is, in every other star, the one who is creating the transaction has to agree to the writing of the star. When I sell my field, you cannot write a star that I sold you my field. There's witnesses there, but you can't write the star without my permission. Because that star says that I did something. If you have a star that says I did, you need my permission to put that on paper.
You know, when I sell my
they cannot sit down and write a star about it.
When I sell my house,
I did it, but you can't write the star unless I agree that that star be written. Because I am the one that's being the one, I'm looking for the word. It's to my detriment. It's that I gave something up that the star says. I don't want a star to say I gave something up unless I authorize it. In get, he's giving something up. She has no involvement in the act of garrison except that she is being released. It's not her. In Kedushin, she has to agree to get married. So she's the one giving herself up. I'll use the word, and I don't mean to be crude. She's selling herself to her husband. She's the one that's giving herself up to her husband. So it's to her, she's the one that's giving herself up. And every other star, that can't be written without the authorization of that person. It's
That's how we are on every business star in Halacha. It cannot be written until the parties already have an agreement in principle that then gets reduced to writing. That's how Halacha works?
Right, but only if the person agrees to put it on paper. If not, it can't be put on paper.
I can sell you my house, and
in front of witnesses, and we make a valid transaction, but they can't put it on paper unless I agree.
I mean, the reason this is I'm bringing this up is that's not how the secular world works. When you sell your house, the contract is already written. It's in a non-real estate setting. It's very common for someone to say, "This is what I want. Here's a contract. You interested? Sign here. I'm going to take this horse from you. Here we go." Well, there's no interest at all in having something pre-written. There's nothing quote-unquote holy about the reduction of the agreement to writing.
See, in Halacha there is, and I'll explain why. Without a star, if something ever has to be proven, you can't take money from anybody that bought land from me. For instance, somebody sold his house, and he got the money. And then somebody takes the house away for a pre-existing debt. So the buyer comes back to the seller and says, give me money. The seller says, I don't have the money. But there are other fields that I sold. Without a star, you can't go collect those. There is no shibud. There's no lien on anything that the seller sold without a star. So a star adds to the degree of responsibility. When I take a loan without a star, you cannot go to anybody that bought fields from me. If I take a loan with a star, it allows you to follow the money.
So you're saying because it empowers more collection, therefore its creation to begin with needs to be imbued with knowledge and agreement of everybody. But I don't see why that would...
It really is not much of a difference. But the question is, if that's the rule of star, does it apply to Kedushin as well?
Did we already Basra. Cover this in another...
Maybe in Baba Basra. Rashi Shloimi Daita, Lo Yadu Kishinichtov, she did not know it was written. Rabbi Ravina Mukadesh is Tamai Befresh Befreya Kama. My Yitzir Levina Ksiva Midaita, by divorce she doesn't have to know. Shai Bakar Kamigarsha, Avavai, the same by Kedushin. Ain the Mukadesh, My Yitzir Bina Mukadesh is Haget Das Machna, by the get, the guy who's giving up, it has to know, Dainu Baal, Shemachna Sisha Latzma, is giving the woman to herself, but get them. Avavaya bina das makna. You need her to know. She's giving herself to the husband. Okay, so we've tried a number of hanitanois, and we've gotten out of all of them. Yesterday we had a bride, so we had four terutzim. Today we have a bride, so we had three terutzim. See, test.
Maybe separate questions?
There are separate questions.
Yeah. The ksiva has to be with her das?
That's in Machloikas. I just spent 10 minutes discussing that.
But that's the same thing would be if I threw one into her Kedushin, into your yard.
Doesn't work. She has to agree to Kedushin. You can't marry a woman against her will.
Okay, so the question is, does that apply to Ksiva also?
Does it apply to the act of writing?
Yeah,
I just don't know what you mean. I don't know Hebrew so well. Does it apply to the act of writing?
Also. Not only to the giving,
correct.
But also the
rewriting. Correct. We're going to try one more. Tananya, I did not put this on the test, so the test ends right here. This is not on this test. It'll be on next week's test. Namekani Tanoi, the Tanya. Asay li shirayim nizamim betabos. A lady hands a man gold or silver or whatever it is. And she says, do me a favor, can you turn this gold into jewelry? Shirim is bracelets.
Anklets.
I'm sorry?
On the ankle, anklets.
Rashi says, shirim is at sada, a bracelet. So I'm not going to argue in Rashi.
All right.
Anklets. You're holding up the socks. They used to have a piece of jewelry to hold their stockings up, but they didn't have elastic. Elastic is an invention that was invented in World War II. They didn't have plastic. They didn't have elastic. It's a rather recent invention. Whereas in the olden days, they had to use a belt. So women used to use something around their leg, a piece of jewelry, to hold their stockings in place. So that's what Archcroll decided that Sada is. I always translated it Sada as bracelets, so I don't know. Nizamim is earrings, tabas are rings. Basically, she handed him raw material. He's a goldsmith or a silversmith. She handed him. She said, can you do me this job, that Kaddish Hanilah? And the work will be the Kedushin. You're working for me. You're giving me with labor. You're putting in time to make this raw material into the piece of jewelry that I want. Kivin Sha'asa Mekadeshus. As soon as he did it, she's Mekadeshus. They were a mayor. The Chachamim Aimrim ain't the Mekadeshus. Achegiya Mamaliyada. She's not Mekadeshus till she gets money. Now, we don't understand what a mayor means. Does it mean even if he didn't give it back to her, she's Mekadeshus? Didn't give her yet. He didn't finish the job till he hands it to her. So he's giving it to her when he gives it back. So what does her mayor mean? Chum say, when she gets money. Correct the Gemara, hi mamon hechidami. What money is she supposed to get? Elay ma'aisa mamon. If you're going to tell me, he has to give her back the piece of jewelry. B'chal d'tanakam b'sar rafil oisa mamon namiloy. Is that saying that money, he also doesn't have to give her back the piece of jewelry? She's Mekadeshus without him giving her back? Ela b'mai boy Mekacha. How else is she Mekadeshus? Ela la b'mamanachar. The mayor is saying the job works, and when he gives her back the jewelry, she's Mekadeshus with her silver and her gold, but he did the job. And the Chacham say, no. It doesn't work. Now, why not? He's giving her a piece of jewelry which he worked for. Now, let me explain. I want to give an introduction. I would like to explain this, and I want people to please listen carefully, because this is going to be negaya very much. When, this is a machloikus and mesechtes bab mitzia. If a guy is hired to do a job, not as a job as a kablam, an hourly rate, he says he's hired to work for a day, a daily rate, you're going to get $50 for the day. Now, how does it work? Is every minute starts an obligation? He worked 1 minute. The owner owes him a fraction of the $50. He works an hour. The owner owes him $4.25. He works the next hour. He gets an extra $4.25. Is this cumulative? Or is the obligation not to the end of the day? At what point is the owner obligated to pay him? Meaning, he doesn't collect till the end of the day. But is it, I'm working and you owe me the money, but I'm not going to collect it till the end of the day? You owe me as soon as I put in that first 10 seconds of work, the bill starts going. It's like the meter in the taxi cab. Or is it that you don't pay till the end, but you owe every time that taxi cab drives 6 inches, you get another, it shoots up another 10 cents or 20 cents or a dollar, whatever it is now.
What's a taxi cab?
What's a taxi cab? You're right. Or the debt doesn't come into play to the end of the day. That's a machloikus in Masechtas Bava Metzia. In Hebrew, it's called Yeshna L'Schiras Metchila V'Atzayv. Salary start at the beginning till the end, or Eina L'Schiras El L'Besayv. Or it only works at the end. Now, Kamin is as follows. Mr. Husband is taking her silver and turning it into a beautiful ring. Now, he starts working. Does she owe him the money as soon as he starts putting the labor in? If that is true, that's a loan. She now owes him money. And as the job progresses, she owes him more money. And at the end of the day, she owes him for the whole thing. Therefore, it's a milva. She owed him the money, and he's being mekadesher by the loan that she owes him, the debt. Or do we say, there is no debt. When he hands it to her, that's when it kicks in, and at that moment he's doing kedusha. So there is no debt. He's giving her, and only she's only obligated when he hands it to her. When he hands it to her, he's giving it L'Shem Kedusha. So there never was a debt. He's preventing the debt, and he's giving her Kedusha. And that's Mekudesh.
He would stop in the middle. She ain't paid him nothing.
First of all, it's not to a Pashit. You might have to pay for part of the job. But that's not the point. The point is, at what point, again, she might have to pay. You're getting involved with something on the side, which we'll get to, which I wanted to avoid. Let's say it's not a job, it's a per hour thing, it's a day thing. In the case of a kablan, it might be different, which is what you're saying, we'll get to that later. So the Gemara is thinking now that everybody agrees that debts are cumulative, that work is cumulative, salary is cumulative. Therefore, this is a milva. And Remeir says Mekudeshes, and Rabbanan says Eina Mekudeshes, because Remeir says Mekadesh B'milva is Mekudeshes, and the Chacham says Mekadesh B'milva is Eina Mekudeshes. This is a milva. Why is this a milva? Because she owes him the money as he's progressing through the work. And therefore, he's being mekadesher with an existing debt.
When is it consummated? I mean, when is it expected?
When he gives her back the thing.
Before that, there's nothing.
Nothing.
That's Kuyama?
Yes.
Regardless of how you see it?
Oh, that's what it depends on. The Gemara is assuming that everybody agrees that we see it as cumulative, as progressive. Meaning, it builds up. It's a loan. That's how the Gemara assumes. Let's go. Let's do it inside. We think the kulama yeshna l'schirus mitchila v'atzayv. Everybody holds that schirus works from going from the beginning to the end. V'ha milva. My labo kamiflugi. My sabar makadish b'muva mekudeshes. My sabar makadish b'muva eidah mekudeshes. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kali Tanoi, Makadish Mimuba, the Shemite and the Rav. We're still talking about Makadish Mimuba. Shirin et Sada, which I always translated to mean a bracelet, Metagamina and Shirin. Kadish Anilach, Bishchar Pulasech, with the work. Shazov Mishalohu, and she's her raw material. If it were his gold, then he's giving her gold. Aitza Maman, Shachzir Molacha Shagamram. What Maman does it mean? Does it mean when he gives it back? Mechal the Tanakana for Aitza Maman, Namila Bitmiya. Question mark. Mechalal even to us in the Kamer Meir. Obviously, all the other. The mayor is saying she's Mekadeshes before he returns it. Kamatama. The Gemara is asking. My by Mekacha. With what is she Mekadeshes? Ella bit Mekadesh b'milva kamiflagi. So trashy. Welcome, I moving. Where is the loan here? The Kasavri, Kulo, they all hold. Yeshna the Tchiris Mekhila v'atzayf. Tchiris works the word cumulative. Kol pruta pruta kshenigmara nischaya baba malacha lepayo b'schiras. As each pruta goes up, he owes it to her. He owes his employee. Asiyas malacha b'schiras asiyas malacha. Hilkshemazir lo, ahu avlam milva lemafreya. He's giving her a loan. She owed him the money beforehand. And for the Gemara, who says like the kula alma mekadesh b'movei nebukadesh. They're arguing how schiras works. Mar sabar yeshna l'schiras mitchilav ain l'schiras al l'basayv. One holds he doesn't owe her a penny. She doesn't owe him a penny till he hands it to her, and at that moment he's giving her for kedushin. It was never a debt. Well, mar sabar yeshna l'schiras mitchilav atzayv. And one says no, it is a debt.
That's why it's not
Mekadeshes. So the Machlaikis is not a Kedusha Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is a, this ends up being a Kedusha Machlaikis, but it's based on how we view salary. Yes?
Why is the question, Bill, that he didn't return it? She asked for a finished product to be returned to her. So why is it even counted all as a milva here? When he finishes making it, that's what it is.
Okay, so I'll do something I didn't plan to do, but it's fine. What happens if the guy took the job to make the piece of jewelry and he quit halfway?
My opinion?
And the halachic opinion.
I don't know.
The halachic opinion is that the owner, whoever hired him, can go out and find another worker to do the job, but then he has to pay him, meaning like this, he hired him to do the job for $20, the guy did half the job, he finds another guy to do half the job. Now, if it costs him more than 10, he can make the guy pay him for the fact that it cost him more than $10 for half the job. But he's got to pay him for the work that he did. He might not pay him as much as he promised him, but he has to pay him. You don't get paid. It's not an all or nothing thing. You get paid part of the job. She owes you the money as soon as you're doing work, whether you finish or you don't finish.
Specifically, she will marry him on the condition that he
makes
a finished product for her.
Exactly. But she owes him the money as it goes along.
She owes him the money, but on the other hand, she's not going to marry him when the second guy finishes.
Again, we're trying to figure out, is this a debt or not? Forget about whether she wants or not. Does she owe him money as he's working? So then it's a debt, and we're marrying her with the debt. Can't marry a woman with a debt.
Well, the mice says she's not married to him at the end, and she has to hire somebody else to finish it.
And a Hanami. But he did finish it.
So when he finishes it, is when she marries him.
Again, does she owe him money?
He gives it to her.
It just feels like we're pushing the envelope.
No, we're not. We're just trying to figure out what is he marrying her with? It's her gold. He's not giving her any gold.
When a woman says to him, well, I'll marry you on the condition that you honor my father for you.
That's a condition. This is not a condition. This is the kedushin.
Because she didn't say outside.
He has to give her something. What if she says, I marry you without any money? It doesn't work.
gives her the added value.
There's got to be something he gives her. What is this man giving this lady?
In other words, it doesn't have to be a finished product that he gives her. If he says, I can only go this far, I can't.
She's not married to him. She never agreed. That's not the issue. We're trying to figure out he did fill the whole job.
I understand that, right?
So now the question is, what did he give her? What is he giving her? That he's not charging her. That's what he's giving her. So now the question is, when he doesn't charge her, is that something new he's giving her, or is that an existing loan?
Why can't it be that she's now getting someone to take care of her?
So now, new thing, we're going to be mechanish a new halacha. You can be mechanish a woman, I'm not mechanish with me because I'm going to take care of you. It doesn't work.
No, she's not that. That's exactly why Cole made some time. Sorry. Was it Rashi?
Again, so we're now going to institute a new halacha. Kedusha does not require, by the way, I would have saved $160. But Kedusha does not require any kedmeni anymore. Just go into the chuppah and say, dear, I'm going to take care of you. And you're lucky to have a husband.
Exactly,
your mekadesh is with that.
Exactly,
the kedushin is worth zero.
No,
because we learn now from the Mishnah, the kesef, the star, the bia. It doesn't say with being married. One of the three.
And someone here in the shir is asking, why not this?
Because it's not kesef, and it's not star, and it's not bia.
Why can't it be this?
I don't know. Right, the Bryce Slav, that he should make a fourth way of Kedusha.
It's not because it's not something, it's because
it has to be one of those three things. I'm trying to figure out. Now, you asked me, I know what you want to ask, but you didn't say, well, you should Michael me. You want to say, what if you walk over to a woman and say, I'm a cottage with the pleasure I'm giving you that I'm going to take care of you. So that pleasure is money.
Yes.
That's what you want to know.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it works. I don't know. I don't think so. But maybe it works.
That's how I looked at this business of making the jewelry. He put it well, in my opinion. Now, there was no money involved. There was pleasure
of
finishing the job for her.
The same silver that he gave her. He just converted it and made added value to it. What was he getting her?
That's the question. The answer is, he's giving her the fact that he's not charging.
Raise the price of that. Maybe the added.
Okay, now we're getting involved in the next piece of Gemara. We'll leave that for Monday. At this point, we understand that he's giving you the fact that he's not charging. I did work for you and I didn't charge. That's the Kedusha. Is that a debt, or does that happen at the moment I give it to her?
He improves her field. He goes and he plows the field. Is that something also the same thing? He plows the field for her.
So again, when does she owe him money for plowing the field? We're coming off Mekadesh Mevova. At the beginning, we assumed everybody holds that he owes it. She owes him the money minute by minute.
No one holds that.
No, it's not an Osmo Mevova. Rome Cohn. Hakayin Hagadol Me'afav had a kasha. We will continue Mitzvah Sunday with Chazara, Monday Mitzvah Magal Vayter. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbat.